This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
We are your hosts, Takaria
and Kina.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
Kia ora, 안녕하세요, and hello! Welcome back to yet another episode of K-Talk, our favourite podcast. I'm so happy to be back. It feels like it's been a while since I've been in the episode, but I'm back, thankfully. It really has been a while, now that I think about it. On the last episode that I hosted, I talked about K-pop and K-pop in New Zealand. That was a fun episode for me because I am a fangirl, as we can tell if you listen to that episode. It shines through pretty easily. Luckily, I won't be fangirling as much, at least, for today's episode. I'm actually going to be talking about something really, really cool that I really, really like. So I am fangirling, but today I'm fangirling about cultural workshops. Yeah, so cultural workshops are pretty important to our society. We do quite a lot of them. There's like, I honestly haven't attended a lot of them this semester because my schedule's been a little bit packed and I haven't found time to make it to many, but the ones I have gone to, extremely fun. There are, I'd say, like two a month. And yeah, they are really fun and we're going to be talking about them today. So yeah, as I said, I haven't been to many of the workshops, but examples of past workshops would be, like, one I did go to was dinner at Korea House, so eating Korean food. I remember, actually, the class before that cultural workshop, we learned how to order food in Korean so that we could do it there. That was honestly a nerve-wracking experience for me, because I did not want to mess that up at all. I was scared of my pronunciation being wrong. I was scared of saying the completely wrong thing, because you really don't want to mess up a single word. You could be saying something completely different and really confuse somebody. I was scared of that, but ended up doing, I think, good. I still can't say my pronunciation was good because I don't know, but yes. We went to Korea House for dinner for one cultural workshop, and then actually, after that dinner, we went back to the classroom and it was all nicely decorated with all these, like, I don't even know what they're called, all these sparkly things all over the walls, and I remember South Korea's flag was up on the wall because, yeah, we love Korea. We love South Korea. And, yeah, so we just had a little karaoke sesh in the classroom. And me being me, I love karaoke. I love to sing. I'm not always great at singing, I would say. But singing is really fun. Noryeobang is a very big thing to Koreans. And to me. So I was like, yep, this is where we meet in the middle. So yeah, that was pretty cool. It was pretty fun. Another one, a recent one actually, I think it was recent, although the past 4 months have been like the same month to me. I don't know if anyone else feels like that, but they did Korean Scrabble actually. I didn't attend that workshop, but I saw photos and I did actually see the game itself before it had been used or anything. And honestly, I don't understand Scrabble, but it looks really fun. And I think if you are looking to strengthen your Korean, I think, well, vocabulary-wise, I think the Scrabble game would be very helpful. Yeah, I kind of wish I attended that one, but I was working. Ha ha ha. Anyways, another really good one was for Chuseok. So Chuseok happened and they did a workshop where they made cucumber kimchi. And I'm sure they did a lot of other stuff too, but again, I did not attend, so I'm not quite sure, but it looked great, and I'm sure the cucumber kimchi would have been so good. I used to never really be into kimchi that much, because I actually didn't know what it was, because I used to see it on YouTube and stuff of people eating it, and I was like, huh, what is that? No way I'd be eating that, but yeah, I did not know that it was cabbage. I thought I think I thought it was like chicken, like raw chicken. I don't know. I was a child at that time. I did not know what kimchi was, but after trying it, I can mess with that. As a side dish, yeah. And I had kimchi fried rice the other day. Guys, let me tell you, if you haven't had it, get onto that right now. But that is not even what we're talking about. We're talking about cucumber kimchi. I definitely need to try and make that because I think it sounds delicious. But yes, so we do a lot of cultural workshops. I think they're actually very important to everything we do. Like, for example, the reason it's important is because all the members of the society can get to know each other in a fun and easy, loving environment. We're all there to have fun, and some people may get competitive. I get a little bit competitive sometimes, I'll admit it, but at the end of the day, it's always just fun to spend a few hours together doing fun activities, and that's what the cultural workshops really are, having fun together. So yeah, I think that's a really cool aspect of it, getting to know each other. Or in Te Ao Māori, we'd call that whakawhanaungatanga, so becoming a whānau, a family. So I think that's very important. Well, yeah, that's one reason why it's very important. Otherwise, it's very good for, like, to benefit your learning, I think, because you actually get to immerse yourself more in the culture, in the cultural side of things, which I think it kind of goes hand in hand, but getting to know the culture will help your knowledge of the language, but then it's also getting to know the language will help. Oh my gosh, I am having trouble spitting out my words. But yeah, knowing the language will open the doors to the culture. Knowing the culture will open the doors to the language. At least that's what I think. Yeah, I think I spoke about this on my first solo episode about how, yeah, culture and language go hand in hand that way. So yeah, I think that's why it's important. You have to get a feel of the culture, and it'll really push your motivation to learn the language. And yeah, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but when I first decided to join the society, it was actually because of the cultural workshops and not because of necessarily the language classes. Like, I was more interested in the cultural workshops because I was more interested in the cultural side of things. But yeah, it's true. You have to know the language to know the culture, and know the culture to know the language. If that makes sense. I think I know what I'm talking about. But yeah, so I think it really benefits the learning side of things as well. Like, it is fun, but without you knowing it, you are strengthening your learning abilities. Like, even I've noticed some of my classmates have started really picking up on Korean, just like in conversation. Yeah, conversational Korean. Like, a teacher will say something to them and they don't know necessarily the specific words, but they can piece together or assume the sentence based off of like the context and stuff, or like they'll recognize a singular word and they're like, oh yeah, I understand what you're saying. And yeah, that's why you really have to like immerse yourself, I think, and that's what I think is good about the cultural workshop side of the society. Yeah, so I think it's really important. But yeah, that may just be my opinion. Anyways, we are actually going to have a quick song break, and we're going to listen to, it's a really good song. I don't know if you've heard it, but it's Chili by Hwasa. So stay tuned, and here we go.
Giving it all on up to you.
Straight and one fighter. Let's Pitching on the sort of chai car. Sora da, Piji Bojo Bai car. Me pasta, soup pasta.
Chili,
enough. Number dumb chitunning. Do you really want a romance? You gonna never she get talking.
Chili.
Tastes like chili. Philly. Dilly. Tastes like chili. Chili. Philly. Dilly. And tastes like chili. Philly. Dilly. Tastes like chili, dilly, dilly.
Lady, 보이지 않아 더 걸어가 내리. 오지 않을 것처럼 굴어가.
stuck in my mind. Taste your tries. 주워 담기엔 바빠. 지난 날 정원 가고. 기다리는 나의 flower. Chill it, chill it. You know. Fish. 예, 뜨거운 스코핀. 가져와 봐, 내 배. 심해, 심해, got ya. Gimme, gimme, got ya. Chill it, chill it, chill it. Taste like chili. Philly. Dilly. Taste like chili. Chili. Philly. Dilly, dilly, dilly. And tastes like chili. Philly. Dilly. Tastes like chili. Chili. Philly. Dilly, dilly, dilly. And lady, 보이지 않아 더 걸어가 내일. 오지 않을 것처럼 굴어가. 세상으로 물어봐. 자신에게 물어봐. Why are we in the new? We keep it spicy. Like chili. Dilly, dilly, dilly. And it tastes like.
안녕하세요. Welcome back to K-Talk. So before the song break, we were talking about cultural workshops in general, past cultural workshops, why they're important, and how they benefit you. But now we're actually going to move on to the recent cultural workshop. So there was a workshop last week. Last week? Yes. Or maybe the week before. I'm not quite sure. I'm not good with dates, clearly. But, yeah, so we had a little party. We love a good little party here and there. It was actually to celebrate the end of the year because it's November now. I feel like that went really fast. I don't know if anybody else felt that, but this year went by in the blink of an eye, really. It's so crazy that we've gotten to this point. So much has happened this year too. Like, it's been very full on. But yeah, so we had a party to celebrate. It was a kind of bring your family or friend type of thing. I did not bring anybody because I actually don't know why. I asked one friend and he was like, yep, I will go with you. That sounds great. And then he couldn't go. And then I just thought, okay, I'll just go by myself. I didn't even think to ask anybody else. I didn't even think to ask a family member. I probably should have. But yeah, it's another thing along the lines of just getting to know people. Because yeah, that's definitely really important to find connections with the people around you. So yeah, that's probably why it was more of like a bring people along thing. But yes, I did not bring anybody along. Oh well. But yeah, so it started off with a shared lunch type of vibe. A shared dinner, I'd say. Yeah, we didn't go out for dinner. We cooked it there, which I thought was really, really cool. Or, like, people brought things along. There was a few Korean dishes. My brain is lagging on what most of them were. I definitely remember, though, there was japchae. And, oh, my goodness. It was so good. I've never had japchae before. That was my first time ever trying it. And wow, I remember going home and telling my dad about it because it was so good. And I'm definitely going to need to learn how to make it. Definitely, I was going to say underrated, but I think it's perfectly rated. Like from what I've heard from people around me, that it's definitely an accurate opinion. I love it. It's so refreshing and filling and like yum. I don't know how else to explain. It's just yum. I could munch on that all day. It could be my dinner, my breakfast, my lunch. I could have it as like a snack while I'm watching a movie. I love it. But yeah, there was a lot of other dishes as well. Like there was Korean fried chicken as well. I don't know who made it, but it was really good. It's really the sauce for the chicken that makes it Korean fried chicken. I love spicy Korean fried chicken. I could make a whole episode dedicated to that. I really, really could. Because even I have like a Korean fried chicken recipe and I'm telling you, it is unbeatable. I will definitely have to make it for the next party. But yeah, that was the food side of things. So we obviously started off with food. That was really, really nice. I had a good feast. I remember being full. Like, my stomach was sticking out. Like, that's how good the food was. Really happy about that. But yeah, other than that, we did karaoke all night. We had some music playing. There was a lot of karaoke. I think that was about all it was. Otherwise, it was just us, like, vibing with each other, again, along the getting to know people side of things. But yeah, karaoke is a big thing to Koreans, which I admire, because me personally, like I said earlier, I love to sing. So it's just really fun. But I think what was good about it, about the karaoke, is like nobody was really like trying too hard in a way, if that makes sense. Like everybody was just there to have fun. So there was no competitiveness in terms of the karaoke, because I know some people, okay, I know some people who can get singing competitive. Like, you think you have to sound better than everyone else? We didn't have that vibe at all. It was just, if your favorite song was on, you're going up the front and you're singing it. I definitely had that. Like, for example, Anti-Fragile by Le Sserafim. That song created me. That song shaped me into who I am today. I love Le Sserafim. I love Anti-Fragile. When that song came on, I was right up the front. But yeah, I want to show some gratitude to those who helped decorate, because guys, you should have seen the decorations. It was obviously all K-pop themed, but there were posters, obviously, first of all, posters. There was a little disco ball in there. I thought that was adorable. We had very ambient lighting, well, colorful and ambient. There was actually a table dedicated to, like, to BTS. There were framed photos of them. And they also brought kind of accessories. Like, we had these really cute colored tinted glasses in different shapes, like hearts and stars and just circles. And they also brought glow sticks that you can piece together and, like, make necklaces with, bracelets with, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, so I was definitely decked out by the end of it. I was all decorated up like a whole Christmas tree, which was cool.
But now that I think about me being all decorated up, there was also this random squid hat that would pop up every now and then, and I'd see somebody wearing it or throwing it. I did take a few photos with that. I might put them up on the Facebook page, but I also might not, because I didn't look amazing in the squid hat. But yeah, now that I think about that, there was also a little section dedicated to Squid Game, the K-drama, which, even though I can hear people's opinions in my head right now, Squid Game was a good show, and no one can take that away from them. But yeah, it was really cute. It had all the different masks with the different shapes. Yeah, they did a really, really good job with decorating, and you just felt it as soon as you walked in. We actually started off with class like normal, and then after that is when we brought out the food and stuff. So when I first walked in, because it was decorated before class actually started, so you walked into the classroom and there was like a whole party already happening. I didn't know what was going on. I thought I was there to learn first, but then I was like, oh, maybe we're not doing class tonight. But no, we were. We just did it in a really nicely decorated classroom. There are some photos in my gallery, I think, that I'll be able to show. It was really nice looking. But yeah, so we had a lot of fun. I got to talk to everybody. I got to know people's family members, and I just had a really good time singing and being myself. Nobody was there to judge me. It was just a really good, fun environment. So yeah, I am really thankful for everybody that was there and everybody that put it together. It was such a good night. It was really, really, really good. So we are actually going to have another song break, and then we'll come back after that and keep talking. So here is Black Swan by BTS.
Don't let it change.
Welcome back from the break. Black Swan by BTS. Let me tell you, I thought Anti-Fragile made me who I was today, but Black Swan did it better. Actually, no, Anti-Fragile on top. Like, that is my song. But Black Swan is a really good song, especially because I was never too much into BTS. But this song, well, that changed my mind for sure. And then it made me explore everything BTS. Stray Kids are still my mains, though. Anyways, that's not what this is about. I actually want to dedicate this last section to, I guess, kind of a little activity. So I'm going to start off with my highlights of this year. Then I'm going to reflect on things I could improve on. And then I will talk about things I'm looking forward to in the future, or in the year to come, really. So, starting off with highlights, you always got to start off with the good stuff. Honestly, this is a really hard one because there were a lot of highlights this year. Honestly, this year in general for the society was a highlight. I can't think of specific ones, but I think it was the group we had, the members of the society this year. They're all such good, kind-hearted people, very, very fun people to be around. Like, you can start a conversation with anybody there. Like, it doesn't really matter. Everybody's really open-minded. Whether they're an introvert or an extrovert, you can talk to anybody that's in there, which I think is really cool. It's a really, really safe environment. Safe and, it's not always calm, but it's really, no, it is. It's calming to be there. It's like, relieving. I look forward to class every week because it's like an environment I feel comfortable in. I can really be myself, and it's also good because I go there to learn. So that's like a double whammy right there. So yeah, I love the group of people that have been there. And yeah, I've made a lot of new connections with cool people. It's cool that you can see or you can talk to people from all over, not necessarily just the country, but from all over the world as well, with different ambitions, different drives. and all the different reasons for learning Korean. I think it's so cool to explore other people's lives, if that's not weird. But other than that, I want to give a special shout out to the Korea House dinner. I talked about that cultural workshop earlier, but yeah, that was definitely my favorite. It was definitely the cultural workshop that made me feel closer to the society, and it has a special place in my heart. I still think about it every now and then. Like when I go back to class, I'm like, remember that one time when we went to Korea House? That was great. Everybody was on their own vibe there. It was another type of bring your family, bring your friend type of thing, which was really cool. And the food obviously was really good, which is always important. And yeah, and afterwards, obviously we did karaoke, which was also a highlight. If I can use that as a highlight as well, that's another one. But yeah, of course, like it's kind of obvious, but another highlight would be joining K-Talk. It's such a crazy kind of experience. Like, I didn't see this for myself at all. I wouldn't have even thought I would have been a host in a podcast at the start of the semester. It's really cool. I've actually had more motivation and drive to research the things I'm interested in, being like the Korean culture. It's given me more of a reason to research into it. And yeah, obviously another highlight of mine is being able to be immersed in the culture, because that's what I joined the society for in the first place. And it's really cool to see all the differences and similarities between Maori culture and Korean culture. I've really gotten to explore a lot of what I wanted to get into in the first place, so I'm really happy about that. So yeah, those are my highlights. The next section was reflecting on things I could improve on. So I definitely think I could improve on studying and managing my time to study, because I've noticed that when I have spare time, I kind of just sit around. Like, whenever I have spare time, I kind of just want to sit down on my phone. I mean, I technically am studying. If I'm watching K-dramas, if I'm watching K-pop on my phone, I think that kind of counts. But yeah, I would love to dedicate more time to my studies so that my Korean doesn't slip, or so that it can just be improving constantly. I think that's something I could improve on. Another thing I'd say is like going out of my comfort zone and really trying to kind of force myself into those Korean immersed spaces. Like, I got given the opportunity to go into the level 4 class because I learn better by immersing myself into the language. But I got too scared. I probably shouldn't have done that. It probably would have benefited me if I went straight up into the level 4. But I should have taken that. So I just need to work on, being braver with my Korean and not being scared to mess up. Because I've noticed that's a very common thing when learning languages. Because my job outside of everything else I do is teaching Te Reo Māori classes. And yeah, I should take what I learned from them and use it for myself. Don't be afraid to mess up. It's how you learn. Otherwise, the next section, things I'm looking forward to next year. I'm so excited. It's going to be such a fun year. I am actually looking forward to having new members in the society. I'm sure there will be people who want to join, a new group of people from new places with new experiences. I love learning about other people. It's just so amazing what people can do and where they come from. So yeah, I'm really hoping that we get some new people, and then we can be an even bigger group, even bigger, even safer, even more fun group of people. That would be really great if we got some new members. If not, you know what, life goes on, so we're good. But another thing I'm looking forward to is cultural workshops, because I'm sure there will be some more new funky fresh fun ideas that come up, and then we're going to have some new cultural workshops. I'm really pumped up about that. I don't know if you could tell by the change in my voice, but that thought excites me. We'll move on from that one, because that's what the whole episode's about anyways. But yeah, I'm actually also excited. This is more of a personal one rather than the society itself. I'm excited for the development in the K-pop world. I'm ready for some new songs, some new tea to be spilt, So yeah, that side of it will be fun too. Hopefully I can understand more of what they're saying by next year. But I think that that's all I need to talk about for today. I was actually planning on having a guest this episode, but that didn't quite pull through. But you know what? It's okay. Things happen, plans change, and life goes on. That's my mindset at least. But thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. I had such a good time talking today. Hopefully you guys had a good time listening, and hopefully this motivates some people to come join the society. Because I'm just saying, we have a good time and we're cool people. So, you know, hit us up, see what happens. But yeah, that's all I have to say for today. Thank you guys for coming, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much. 안녕하세요. Oh, 안녕하세요. That's hello. 감사합니다.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
We are your hosts, Takaria
and Kina.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.